March 20th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. I've added some interesting links to yesterday's program that I hope that you will go ahead and look at. I add links sometimes the day after and sometimes before. But there's also a link on my main page for ZCF's book, Masters of Deception. And again, that is at spingola.com. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1 at yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Mark R. Elsas. His websites are loveearth.net, and there's just one E in there, loveearth.net, and depopulation.org. Well, he's got several hundred more, but those are the ones that we're going to be discussing. Welcome, Mark. Is Mark there?
Hello, Deanna?
Yes, hi. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
All righty. Happy spring to you, and thank you for having me back on.
Oh, well, thank you for joining us. It's our pleasure.
Well, today I'd like to go over my Holocaust revisionism document. It's going to be soon, like I said earlier, quite soon it will be put up on holocaustrevisionism.com. It's 167 pages. It's split into two sections, the history of the Jews and 50 sections repudiating the Holocaust myth. It has about 1,000 or so sourced hot links, so people can go into all the different sections and the history of the Jews and find out for themselves. It's broken up into a way that you have short articles, scholarly articles, short videos, films. So there's a very broad spectrum of analysis of this topic. We didn't go over any of the history of the Jews in our first go-pass on this. And it's quite important. I did it as a – it turned out to be about almost 100 pages of this document is the 4,000-year history of the Jews, and mostly 2,500 years and mostly really the last 100 or so years. But it goes back thousands of years. And what it shows is a recurring problem that in all different cultures throughout the world, these people have more or less pissed off the people where they're living with and came in and through all sorts of nefarious ways came in and got to the power elite of each government and empire and brought them down. So this has to be known before you realize what the Holocaust myth is all about. It's the modus operandi of the tribe, and it goes on from different types of subversion through honey trap type of thing, through just lying and deceit and cunningness. Every which way of kind of nefarious, parasitical ways to overthrow governments.
All righty. Mark, we are going to take a quick break. We will be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt and so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
get loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mark R. Elsis. His website is loveearth.net, and you have several hundred more. And the one that that you will post this information to, I noticed that you haven't done that yet, is holocaustrevisionism.com. Now, have you suffered any consequences as a result of being on the program a few weeks ago and talking about and examining part of the Holocaust document that you created?
Well, yes, I have. It's about a week ago I discovered that one of my sites, as we've mentioned before, I have around 1,000 top-level domain names, websites online, and the one that I earn a living from has went down about a week ago, or 8 days ago, and it's been a week of trying to get it back online. It comes back online, and then it gets taken off again within hours, and so it seems to be finally resolved late last night. Hopefully it's still up. And you know, this is nothing new. People who this is the third rail of all third rail subjects, so I went into it knowing that there would most likely be some kind of repercussions, and people, you know, all the people that have gone before me, all the wonderful revisionist historians on the Holocaust have suffered immensely in many different ways, including loss of income, loss of jobs, firebombed as Ernest Zundel was, murdered as the publisher of in France was by a car bomb, Zundel's lawyer being beaten to death pretty much. You know, so this has gone on. I guess it's a sort of like a badge of honor. It's not very much fun when it happens to you, especially when it's your way of earning a living, which is they seem to like to go after very much as sort of a payback. It was sort of a living hell for the last 8 days. I've never seen anything like this. I've been attacked before in many different ways online, but nothing of the scope of this and the really sophistication of the attack. It seems it was just unbelievable.
This morning I posted a video that's relevant to this, and it's called, I believe it's called, The Truth is Anti-Semitic, and it's posted on today's date, so I hope all the listeners will go and watch it. It's only about 6 minutes long, but it might make you think twice. It might make the listeners think twice before they engage in participating in Facebook and some of the other social networking, and it'll just give people kind of a clue about how pervasive and insidious this whole situation is. And as you say, it happened to you, and it's happened to several people in our so-called truth movement.
Well, I'm sort of hesitant to bring it up, but I mean, it's now out, so I don't want to stop anybody else from trying to find the truth because of the blowback that will occur. It does seem to only happen to people that do, very good work or very in-depth work on primarily the Holocaust aspect, although it's not just that, but it seems to be that mostly. As I said, I went into this knowing what I'm up against and said the truth has to come out, and that's, you know, you have to make decisions in life. And so I don't want to hold anybody else back that would ever want to also do research on this, because, of course, there's strength in numbers, and that's why I went ahead and put this out.
I was hesitant to ask you, and I thought, okay, if I ask him a question he doesn't want to answer, he will just say, no, I'd rather not answer.
Well, no, it's fine, because it is what it is, what it comes down to is people have to realize that we have to make a stand.
Exactly. We can't run and hide and not say anything and self-censor just because somebody might get to us.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, and the more people that actually go out and do good work makes it easier for the next person. So all the people that came before us, we have to honor and keep the work going as best we can. That's why we're here. That's why I'm here. I'm here to try to bring the truth in many different subjects. This is just one of them. I mean, but this is what I find to be just such an egregious legend, lie, myth that and pretty much, I believe it's like the weakest link they have, and the lie is so gargantuanly big, and so full of holes that it's quite laughable, not to say that some Jews didn't die, but not the way they're saying. I mean, and so did 73 million other primarily Gentiles in World War II, which the Jews started themselves. So, I mean, the money Jews, the backing of it. So it's, don't hesitate to try to bring the truth out yourself. And because, as I said, this will make it stronger, and you can't stop the truth. The truth will win in the end. And these people know it. That's why they retaliate against you so viciously and go after your ways of making a living or set you up or firebomb you, as I said. And they've done this throughout history. This is, as I've said earlier, this is what they do. So,
right. I got a note from Dr. Frederick Tobin this morning, and the heading was, "Is Australia heading toward Holocaust denial law, as in Germany and elsewhere? Holocaust affirmation is hate speech against Germans." And that's what we're talking about. I think we need to turn the tables on these people and recognize that this is what it is, that when people insist that the Holocaust occurred when in fact it didn't, it is actually hate speech against Germans, and it's time that we stopped doing this, that people stop engaging in this, talking about something that didn't happen, and demonizing an entire country and an entire population worldwide. This is terrible. It's egregious. Should never have happened.
Well, he's in my document in quite a few places, and he made a wonderful video quite a few years ago, which I have the whole video and I think two different links to see, and other of his work. And of course, he's done excellent work in this subject and has paid the price for it.
Exactly.
And what he's saying is, I was sort of going to skip over, maybe if we finish the 50 sections, I'll go back into the history, but I wanted to start from and just go over very quickly what we from the first of the 50 points repudiating the Holocaust myth, and go over the first half of them very quickly as just to, if there's any new listeners out there.
Sure.
And the first one is what you just brought up. Today, there is no free speech or debate allowed in the so-called Holocaust in 17 different countries. And as you just said, they're trying to get laws in other countries so hate under the auspices of hate speech and enacted in Australia, in the United States and many other places which they control the governments in. It's hard in this country because our First Amendment is for freedom of speech as well as rightful assembly and freedom of religion. But as freedom of speech is a main tenet of what we are. So it's been a very, really difficult road for them to do this here. But they nonetheless ostracize you and condemn you since they own every aspect of the media in this country. They can demonize one. As you had an artist on earlier this week who has also felt the wrath of this for coming out and speaking up on historical subject. This is
right, Charles Kraft. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a wonderful interview, by the way. And so the first one is that there's no free speech or debate on this issue, and those who have spoken out have paid a retribution for speaking out. And so 17 countries, you can speak about anything except for this one issue. So that's number one. And as I said earlier, you really don't need to hear in my book. That is such a huge anomaly. Well, you don't need any other reason. I mean, they show their hand by doing that. If you cannot debate me in an issue, then we have a major problem. If you go to jail for stating such an issue, well, how blatantly obvious can it get? So number two is Holocaust survivors. And I said if the Germans wanted to murder all the Jews, there wouldn't have been any Jews left. And it goes into all the different survivors of the camps and the camps. And number three is the number of Jews who applied for the survivor benefits, of course. And there was a caller on the last show that we had that brought up aspects of it's over $100 billion that they have more or less extorted from Germany, and it's a money making scheme. Number four is the Auschwitz death plaque that was changed, and I believe it was back in 1989. It used to say 4 million, then it went down to 1.5 million.
Right. All righty, we're going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mark R. Elsis. That's E-L-S-I-S. And you were going through some of the points on your document, Holocaust Revisionism. And it's very lengthy, very good. Everyone should look at it. You can email Mark, and he will send you a copy of it, because it isn't up yet at the website, but will be.
At Mark, M-A-R-K, at LoveEarth, L-O-V-E-A-R-T-H .net, if you'd like a copy. And within the next few weeks, it will be up online at HolocaustRevisionism.com. So as I was saying, there was a plaque at Auschwitz that had said 4 million were murdered here, and they changed it to 1.5 million. And so
that was right after the Ernst Sandl trial, and that's why they had to do that.
Yeah, and right, it was in 89, I believe. So what you have here is you take, of course, there's 2.5 million now that are missing. You take it off the 6 million, 3.5, so you get down to 3.5 million. If you say this in any one of these 17 countries, this is a fact. If you said this, which is historical evidence right now, you will go to jail. This is the preposterousness of this situation. So number five, number six, number five is the death numbers, and number six and number seven are to deal with this same topic, the International Red Cross. The death numbers that they've come up with of it's between 271,000 and 282,000 deaths in all the camps for all causes. So this is... this has come out from the International Red Cross. So we have a major dispute in the amount from 6 million down to what they say around 271 to 282,000 people died. By the way, the International Red Cross also visited the camps. So I guess it would be hard to hide what was going on when they were being visited by the International Red Cross, sort of like what the Jews actually did with the Dimona plant in reverse, that they that they hid it and said it was something else. I forget now, but they hid off, partitioned it all. And I mean, by the way, I believe that was one of the major reasons why John F. Kennedy was assassinated. But that's another subject. So number nine is that the camps had post office, hospital, maternity, library, cinema, theater. They had a jail for the inmates themselves. They had schools, a swimming pool, sauna, brothel even for the inmates. Brothels. That one got me. Orchestra, choir, soccer field. They performed weddings. They had their own money, and they had their own passports. They were photographed. Death certificates were given out, and punishment reports. And it goes on and on like this.
Right, so, and they sent a death certificate to the members of the family of anyone that died within the camp. And they kept excellent, excellent records. And anybody that really wants to know what happened can just go into the records. And the Red Cross said there was absolutely no sign of any gassing, no gas chambers. There was no evidence of any kind of a genocide plot.
Yeah, this is why would you? What comes out of this is why would you have, of course, all these different aspects of life in a camp just to kill people?
Exactly.
This is it's totally
preposterous. Why even transport them to the camp and tattoo them if you were going to just kill them? Just kill them where you found them, and that would be it.
Yes, exactly. Especially in the middle of a war when resources are very needed for other things. This is part of the whole. I'll get into later that what you just brought up is a certain aspect of that. Number 10 is the different references to the 6 million Jews that were supposedly killed prior to the Nuremberg announcement. And I just added one link to this, which I just saw was a. It was called 6 Million Jews, 1915 to 1938, and it was a 22-minute video on this subject. And it what it had was 10 newspapers that this person from the United Kingdom went through one by one, very methodically and slowly, but very well done, and showing you, you know, factually the date, the newspaper, the date of it, what page it's on, and them saying 6 million are trying to be annihilated or give, and more or less give us money to help these people. And this, so what it comes down to is they use the 6 million number in other references. I saw up to 236 different references to this before the Nuremberg Tribunal came out with it. So they've been trying to shove this down your throat, the 6 million, until they finally had the right propaganda all in place in which to do it. So number 11 is there were never 6 million Jews under the total occupation of Germany, under German occupation. Matter of fact, it looks as though there was nowhere close to 6 million. It's sort of a hard one to really put your finger on, but it was probably around 3 to 4 million tops that were under their occupation.
All righty. We are going to take a break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors with our guest today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mark R. Elsis. It's very interesting, the one of the people in the chat room just sent a link to the Wikipedia list of Holocaust films. And it's very, very lengthy. Some of them are out of Hollywood, straight out of Hollywood. Some of them are supposed to be documentaries. The list is so long. No wonder so many people believe that the Holocaust occurred with all this media. And of course, newspapers, and then television, and the educational apparatus system in this country. It's no wonder that people are so convinced. If you just go to list of Holocaust films at Wikipedia, amazing.
Yeah, there's literally millions of articles, hundreds of films on this. We'll get into this a little bit later, but they've inculcated us from like cradle to grave with this now, and they have the power of the media, and especially the moving image, the film. It's a very strong medium, and they've used it quite cleverly to, but they're full of hubris. And what if you take a look at it another way? Why would you have to have, hundreds of films and documentaries on the subject, and just one angle of it? Of course, their angle, banging home their 6 million. And if you come out with something else about that, I mean, it's like, boom, you're slandered, you're everything. So it shows their hand once again in what they're doing, and the pure weight of what they're doing in all of their media. It's a telltale sign. I'd like to also say that under each one of these sections that I'm going over today, there are at least five and sometimes a couple of dozen links, hot links, to the source material for each subject. So one can go into any one of the different sections and learn about that section. Number 12 is the population of the Jews from 1938 to 1949. There's a lot of different information on this. It looks as though the population actually went up a little bit by around 400,000. Then it looks like they caught on to it in 49 and changed it to look as though the population of the Jews declined by 4.5 million. Once again, still not enough to make their 6 million. And there's many different links discussing this. Number 13 is really an interesting one. As I said, David Irving brought this to light, which is the British broke the German Enigma code and so early on. And the camp commandants had to report back to Berlin every evening and tell them the amount of inmates in the camps, the amount of inmates that came in, the amount of inmates that died that day, and so forth, as Germans do, very specifically give all the information back. And they found, of course, they've never mentioned any mass killings of Jews by any means. So this is quite an important fact that not many people ever bring up. Number 14 is not one German government extermination order was ever found, which says it all pretty much. Not one German government extermination order was ever found. And another thing that David brought up was, or alerted me to, that not one letter from a German soldier about the gas chambers or mass killings was ever found. Quite an alarming thing, actually, when you look at, you know, not in an attic, a flea market, a basement chest or whatever, that anybody sent home that's ever been found that says, I didn't want to do this. It's really amazing mathematically. Number 15 was who started World War II? And it goes into all the aspects of who started it and why. And as we know, there was world headlines on March 24th, 1933, 6.5 years before World War II supposedly began, and says World Judea declares war on Germany, and a total boycott of German goods worldwide ensued. It's sort of like today's sanctions that the same Jews are forced on all the countries that they want to take over without the central banks in them. As we have today, our president landing in Israel, and I guess to have talks to see how they can overthrow Assad in Syria and Ahmadinejad in Iran. So we have number 16 is what is known as the final solution, and that has been turned on its head. It's also subtitled the Madagascar Resettlement Plan. There was plans in the Third Reich for the resettlement of the Jews. And also number 17 goes along with this. It's called the Transfer Agreement, which the Germany helped transport Jews to Palestine. And he even let the Jews, even after they declared war on Germany, he let this happen. So you not have... And the final solution, like I said, it's been turned on its head, like everything has concerning the subject, that the final solution was to try to transport the European Jews, and specifically the Jews in Germany, the whatever 380,000 Jews that were in Germany, out of Germany, and do it very peacefully, and let them have their money and help transport them to Palestine or Madagascar. So that is number 18 is really important one, no gas chambers were ever found, except for those to delouse. Not one plan, order, photograph, budget, or blueprint for gas chambers was ever found. Not one single autopsied body of any at any of the camps has ever shown to have been gassed. How did the Germans move all those supposed gas bodies, which is once you're poisoned supposedly with the Zyklon B cyanide gas, you have to, first of all, it's quite an elaborate procedure to do this just for one person, nonetheless trying to do it, as they said, for upwards of 2,000 at a time. And trying to remove the bodies after the fact and to transport them, especially if you take a look at the blueprints of what where this supposedly happened, the inefficiency of it all is quite glaring. I mean, beyond inefficient. As we all know, the Germans were quite efficient in what they did. Number 19 is camp propaganda, and this goes into pretty much a lot of different aspects of what they have said, what went on in the camps, and so forth. Number 20 is another very important one, is all the reports about the chemical analysis of the use of the so-called Zyklon B in the gas chambers themselves, and it's the Leutscher report, the Rudolph report, and the Luft report. And the first one is the most famous one, it was given by Ernest Zundel, told Leutscher to go over and chip away at the supposedly interior walls of the gas chambers and the delousing chambers. And he did, and he brought them back, and he got them analyzed, I believe, at Cornell University. And, of course, they came up in the supposed gas chambers with almost next to nothing of the Zyklon B, and in the delousing chambers was a very, very, very high amounts of this. It also is very telltale because the Zyklon B will leave what is known as a Prussian blue on the walls. It actually can it will penetrate the walls. So, and in, I believe it was 1991, the Polish government, after Leutscher did this and it was brought up in the 88 Zundel trial in Canada, the Jews got the Polish government to try to repudiate this, and the Polish government went in and tested it themselves, and they found the same thing, although not many people know of that side of it because they don't like to promote that. It was actually sort of beer. Another 21... there's no need to vent the gas.
Your Skype is breaking up. We can hardly hear you. I thought maybe it was on, but the board op just mentioned for breaking up.
I don't hear it on my I hear it now on your side that you are talking to me.
Okay, you're sounding okay right now, but apparently somebody didn't want you to talk to us, talk to the listeners about that particular aspect. Okay, now I'm breaking up.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
this is called electrical harassment. Electronic harassment.
Yes. Well, perhaps... I don't hear the breakup of it, but I hear you sort of breaking up.
Maybe we have exchanged some recipes for so that they'll leave us alone for a while.
What kind of recipe do you like?
I like chocolate chip cookies and that kind of thing.
I thought perhaps something German. there were no Arthur. John C. Ball, excuse me, extensive work on the photographic evidence that actually the Allies, but it was done by Russia also, that they or close to the camps, and they showed what the camps look like on any given day. For quite a while, they were doing this, and it, you know, it didn't show the camp. A lot of people milling about, going into the so-called gas chambers. It did a major, coal needed to burn. Supposedly, the 16 people, the coke deliveries. His website is f-photo.org. Real important, wonderful research that Paul has done. Number 22 is that the Russians or the Soviets built the show gas chamber after the war for an air raid shelter. David Paul went in there, I believe it was 1991 or 1992, with video, being a Jew himself. A few honorable Jews that actually done very good research on this and showed that the air raid chamber and then built the chimney after the fact. Number 23
we're going to do, we're still having some problems with our Skype, the audio. And so I think we're going to transfer to the telephone. I just gave the board up your number. And I have to go onto the phone now. Well, maybe we'll do this during the break. Should we do this during the break? Go ahead and see how you sound. Okay, we're going to go to 6 and then we'll get... Okay, we are back. I'm on the phone now, and we'll have Mark just momentarily. And he was talking about his document, which is Holocaust Revisionism. And very interesting. He was talking about many of the points, talking about okay, he's ready. Okay, you were talking about the flights over the camps and that there were a lot of them, and they didn't show a whole lot of people milling around. So, Mark,
right.
Go ahead, continue.
Okay, Deanna. Yeah, I don't know where we really left off, but yes, the John C. Ball and air-photo.org has skillfully brought this into light about all the Allied planes that went over and took photographs of this, and it shows no people milling about to be going into gas chambers, no chimneys to vent the so-called supposed Zyklon B. It doesn't show any of the trains coming in with major coal deposits. A lot of telltale signs that you would think would be there if this happened. So, and I was going, number 22 is that the Russians built the show gas chambers after this. Excuse me, the Soviets built the show gas chambers after the war from an air raid shelter, and I was saying that. I believe it was 1991 or 92 that David Cole, an honorable Jew that has done research, one of the most honorable actually, went in there and videotaped this whole Auschwitz and the air raid and the found glaring mistakes in the head of Auschwitz and how many people were being killed each day, supposedly, and major problems with it. And I have links to his film that he did on this, as his appearance on Donahue and with Bradley and everybody. So,
I can't believe all of the links you have. It is just amazing. You have all the links that anybody could ever possibly want, all in one document, so that we don't have to go and look these things up. You have done it all for us. And for that, I thank you very much. We are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mark R. Elsis. And you were talking, just before we went to the break, you had mentioned David Cole. Do you know whatever happened to David Cole? Is he still, I don't think he's still active
I believe he got a calling card that said, shut up. And
I think he was beaten up. I think they almost beat him to death, didn't they?
I don't know exactly what happened to him. All I know is that the little I've read about that, it seems rather vague that somehow he was persuaded to keep quiet. And but it doesn't matter, because what he did Now that you have these videos, especially of what he brought forth, as a Jewish young man going to Auschwitz, the video in and of itself, it's the cat's out of the bag.
Right.
So
even Morris Yarmulke.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Yes. He did it better than any Gentile could have done.
Exactly.
In getting the information. And you see the hypocrisy, and the person that was in charge of Auschwitz, he got a one-on-one interview with him, and he catches him in numerous lies.
Yeah, that Dr. Piper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so what he did is, he's really the only Jewish person that has done, in my eyes, exemplary work on this subject.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, as I mentioned before, and I mentioned in my my preface to this whole piece, where are all the virtuous Jews? Why do I have to put my neck on the guillotine to put out this document? And why aren't they looking into this? I mean, different people have. Finkelstein has skirted the issue with his book, but very few Jews have actually come out and written anything, and none in depth on this subject at all. And so it leads one to believe that what's going on is there only David Cole, and this is why they shut him up. People realize, I guess, but to me that should make all the other virtuous Jews want to debate this more. So it's very, very strange mathematically, once again, that he's the only one that has come out and done this.
Now, they will talk about and criticize Israel, but the minute you bring up the Holocaust, that's where they won't deviate.
Yeah, I believe that's like controlled opposition in and of itself.
Sure.
A lot of it. If there's six sides of an issue, they will infiltrate all six sides.
Mm-hmm.
And they will obfuscate and try to derail and every which way they can about any issue of any significance. This is the modus operandi of what they do, and historically what they've done. That's why I put 95 pages or whatever of their history and what they did, especially in the last 100 years.
Right. Lisa in the chat room said David Cole should be charged for hate crimes.
Yes.
I'm funny. All right, we are going to our 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors and the station ID.